Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today I want to talk to you about how to deal with real estate agents. Now, when we're looking out in the marketplace to find these deals, to find those awesome property investment opportunities, we want to talk and negotiate with our real estate agents in the best way possible to get the best deal possible. Because when we're factoring in trying to lower our risk when it comes to investing, getting some of that instant equity or reduced prices or better terms and conditions on a contract, we're best to negotiate well with the agents, building rapport with them to ensure that we're getting the best deal possible. So I want to bring you a couple of key points that I look at when I'm out there in the marketplace talking to agents. First of all, it's important to spend time with the agents, with the auctioneers, and people in and around the agency who are working with the agents, real estate agency, to make the deal done. So we want to spend some time maybe before or after the open inspections and just really talk to them about what's going on in the market, maybe what their interests are and what's happening out there in the marketplace. Get their expert opinion. They're in and around talking to buyers and sellers. Ask them about what buyers are saying and what they're saying about the marketplace at the moment and what they're saying about that particular house. What are the pros and cons of the particular house that you're looking at to inspect? What are the other buyers saying? Do they feel like the rooms are too small? Do they love the kitchen? And all that sentiment around what's actually happening with that particular agent and how you can strike up the best deal possible. So spending time with them, and even to the extent of maybe sitting down, helping them with closing and opening windows on the open inspection if you've got a little bit of time, just giving them that extra help or reminding them to pick up the sign or pull out the flag after their open inspections. All that goes towards you just being a really nice, kind person. The second point I'd like to make is about giving them value. Talk to them about other sales that are going on in the area or other auction results. Yesterday, I was in a position where I saw some auction results and I emailed back the agent concerned who didn't have a sale price on one particular auction. And I actually, of course, I was in attendance on that auction. I emailed him back and gave him the sale price and let him know for his records that that was actually happening with the price that was actually happening with that auction. So really just giving that extra value. Now you might actually give them extra value in terms of prices and other information about the area or what other buyers and sellers are doing and saying. And you also might introduce them to new deals as well. So you might have a friend who has a property that they're looking to put on the market for sale or for rent, and you might introduce them as a potential client for that agency. And that might work for you in future to get better deals. It's the giver's game mentality, and we've all heard that if we're in networking sessions, and it's, you know, something things that I attend in terms of business and overall growth in terms of myself personally as well. The third point I might want to make is about what that individual real estate agent is motivated by. Is it about nice clothes or the football or going to the gym or doing events, working with charity? Find out what they're motivated by, and that will help you in building some rapport with the agents. So then they think of you as a nice guy and girl and actually want to deal with you when it comes to property. And you've got to remember, they are your ears, your eyes, and your negotiation when it comes to speaking to sellers. So if you put your best foot forward with them, the chances are that they're going to negotiate a better deal with that particular seller. So, and I guess building that rapport and giving them the confidence, that agent the confidence that you have what it takes to complete on a deal. There's so many people that throw out deals there or throw out offers all the time, but when it comes down to the crunch, they can't complete on the deal. So you want to give the agents confidence enough that you have the funds or you have the capability to complete on that deal. So finding out what motivates them, building that rapport over time can really help you move forward with working on deals with agents. And, you know, that's super important as us as buyer's agents and what we do with our real estate agents and how we work with them to really strike up the best deals and know that we've got clients in the background waiting and ready to go with their finance so they can actually complete on deals. So hopefully that helps you in your thought process when you're out there as a buyer and seller and how to talk to agents and how to discuss things with agents to get the best price possible, the best conditions possible on a potential property that you're looking at. So thank you for tuning in today, and I look forward to bringing you more insights from the Daily Property Investment Podcast. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.